Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Starting today, we are bringing back Mayor's Minute. This will be your opportunity starting now to ask service-related questions to the mayor every second week. But today we're just going to introduce and talk about some of the things that are happening at the moment that he's had to tackle as becoming the executive mayor for Nelson Mandela Bay. I'm talking about Gaba Banga is on the line this morning. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Wayne, and good morning to all of you.
Thank you for joining us. Charlie is going to kick off with a question this morning.
Morning, Mr. Mayor. We had some rain now and then over the last few weeks, but Mayor, our dams are sitting below 17% capacity, which is a major concern. And future rainfall for PE and surrounds does not look good. What message do you have for the folk with regards to this?
I must say we were informed as the political leadership in the country that if we do not act very quickly in what around the issue of water consumption, we might run out of water in the next 8 months. And I believe that we can fight that by doing things right, by reducing the consumption rate of water from each and every household. Our consumption rate is above the at 300 megaliters, we have to reduce it to 250 megaliters per day. Therefore, we must make sure that we put up measures to restrict water consumption. One of the issues that we have to do is to educate people about this reality that we have a water crisis in Nelson Mandela. We have not reached yet at day zero, but I always call it was incompetent because of an inability of the leadership to put up a campaign with the residents to educate them about the possibility of us losing water in 8 months and also put up a program for water augmentation. I have approved some of those. Therefore, that's why the drought program has been escalated into my office. And also, we want to persuade our residents to consider the water restrictors, because that's the only way we have to go to make sure that all of us, we use water at the same level in a way in which we want to save water and also deal with water leaks. I'm going to eliminate from this interview to deal with the water leaks problem we have, because you can't say people must save water once you have more than 6,000 water leaks in the city. You have to deal with that to make sure that you protect your water source. And therefore, I think my team now that is working around me with this issue have put up a plan, one, to augment our water system and also to educate and engage our communities to use water better.
Mr. Mayor, from water levels to COVID levels, we moved into level one this week, which is obviously a good sign, but we are heading into winter, so naturally there's a little bit of anxiety. Please put our minds at ease and tell us where we are sitting in terms of COVID numbers within the metro at the moment.
I must say I'm so proud of our local residents. In December, in terms of COVID infections, we're around 4,178. And when we called for a partnership with the residents for us to follow the restrictions and also make sure that we commit in this campaign to fight COVID-19, people responded. We didn't have problems in our beaches. We didn't have problems throughout. We were able to close even problematic areas such as taverns, which were problematic, that were on Facebook. Our law enforcement officers were on the ground trying to assist communities. I can tell you that today, the active cases of COVID-19 in our city from 4,178 now
are
64.
Wow.
Wow. That's awesome. Awesome.
Wow.
Well done.
Who are infected.
Yeah.
Therefore, our beds in hospitals are open. And therefore, that's why we're able to deal with the day-to-day functioning in our private hospitals, including our public hospitals. But it was a partnership with public hospitals, private hospitals, the university, the business chamber, the municipality, the Department of Health, when I was leading a COVID-19 command council to make sure that we fight this. We fought it together and with the people, because the people followed when there's leadership. People accept an inspiring leadership. And then people responded, we are 64 now, and I'm happy. But we can't drop the ball right now. The third wave, it's going to be problematic if it's not managed. And I hope that we are going to behave in a way that understand that COVID-19 is still with us. Therefore, I still appeal to residents to be careful. COVID-19 team. And therefore, we must act in a way that we save lives and also save lives.
Sing a pajazi, Mr. Mayor.
Sing a pajazi,
Mr. Mayor. Mr. Mayor, my last question for you, and of course it's a very hot topic at the moment. You have written to the Arts and Culture Minister to request that he reverse the new name Kobega back to Port Elizabeth because the new name doesn't have meaning. Do you just want to explain to us very quickly your thought process behind what you have done?
And the first thing I must say is that this new divider. And when the second thing that the usability of this name across the board, our colored communities, our English communities, our Afrikaner communities, even our Xhosa and Tswana communities, the usability of this word, including the international word, is a big problem. Because in marketing the city, they must be easy to utilize the words that you are using. The second thing on this word is that this word has no meaning in isiXhosa. This word is written in isiXhosa, but we are told that this is a Khoisan word. My argument is that if you're saying you're restoring a language, therefore you cannot use another language to restore a language. They were supposed to write this name if they were saying they were restoring a Khoisan language, in a Khoisan language, like in our court of arms. When you see a Khoisan language, it's written in Khoisan. Therefore, in using a Khoisan language in isiXhosa is a distortion. Therefore, restoring a language, therefore they've missed that point. That's the first thing. The second thing is that in restoring a language, you must not erase another language. I would use one language in this case, which is the majority of people that are speaking there, meaning the Khoisan language. Therefore, if you use uGqeberha, which has no meaning in Xhosa, and you write in Xhosa, you're distorting and erasing another language, which you are erasing a Xhosa language. And I'm saying that's incorrect, that's injustice to Xhosa people. By saying you're restoring Khoisan, but you're erasing their language by writing it incorrectly. The second thing on this aspect is that more than four names were renamed here in four towns. Then your airport was named Skierman after a Khoisan. Gqeberha, Port Elizabeth was told it's a Khoisan word, Port Elizabeth. You'd need Kariga, another Khoisan name. Then the other place in Udnit also is called Kamesh, another Khoisan one. Now the question is that part of restoration is that we must balance diversity of our people. And in this restoration, you just exchange all the names to one language and to one group of people, which is not necessarily dominant even in the area. Therefore, we are saying it's one of the problems. The consultation process was also another that we are confronted with. We are not happy with this desktop consultation. The ANC have opposed this name, the DA have opposed this name, ACDP, UDM, all political parties, only the EFF that has embraced this name. The city, even before me, opposed this name to Mandela, to Mandela's name. We don't know how this Gqeberha has come out. We are told that Gqeberha is a warmer township. And we are saying you can't name the whole city out of a township. You can't know in Johannesburg, Soweto. You must be able to use a name that unifies everybody. We can't call Port Elizabeth KwaZakhele because the township KwaZakhele. Therefore, what we expect out of name change is that names must unify everybody and bring them everybody. This one divides us. And this is a joke to our people. And I think it's going to destroy our economy. It erases Port Elizabeth as a tourist destination. It's going to affect jobs. More than 42% of our people are unemployed in this region, not only because of COVID-19, but because of mismanagement of the economy. Now, they introduced this name, the timing is also wrong when our country is in depression, and this is going to kill more people and more tourism. It's going to destroy more livelihoods. And we should have spent this money in this period of time better to make sure that we save jobs.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. And Mayor for Nelson Mandela Bay Municipality, Ngababanga. We'll catch up with you in 2 weeks' time when we take some questions from the residents of the city. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.